The porches went all around the house, out to the gate, and we just called it the back porch and the front porch.
Okay. You'd never use the word veranda?
No.
Okay. Okay. And would they have anything to put, I wonder if they had anything over the windows to pull down?
Yes, we had.
To keep the sun out?
Yes, we had shades.
Okay. Are those like shades on rollers?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I can't remember not ever having them. I'm sure we did.
Okay. And was there any place underneath the house?
There was a little crawl space, air space.
Uh-huh.
And the kittens went under the house and had kittens, and the hens went under the house and had eggs.
But there wasn't anything like a storm cellar or a cellar underneath
the water house. Level is too high here. You can't have a cellar with any great success.
And one other question I wanted, is there a difference, you've mentioned stairs, is there a difference between steps and stairs? Do people in this area make a distinction between, are steps something on the outside of a house as opposed to stairs on the inside of a house?
I wouldn't think so, because if I were sending someone upstairs, I might say, watch the steps as you go upstairs,
okay.
You know, something like
steps
that.
Steps might be individual
as
opposed to all of the stairs.
Well,
okay, great. What kind of furniture did y'all have at the ranch house?
Very much as we have now, Victorian.
Okay.
What were
certain pieces of furniture called?
Well, we had the washstand, and we had the commode.
Okay.
And we had the...
How about things to sit in?
We had a Morris chair, and we had rocking chairs.
Oh.
And the dining room chairs were... And then when it was time for haying, we used the same dining room area, but we didn't use the chairs because we couldn't seat as many people. So we had benches. And when haying came, the chairs went upstairs to the landing, and the benches came out, and they seated then 15 to 20 people at a time.
So that you would have had extra people working. You'd hired kind of temporarily to come in and help with the haying.
That's when we had 30 to 35 people.
What would you have called those people? Were they, you wouldn't have called them migrant workers.
No, hay hands is what we called them.
Hay hands,
but we almost always had the same people coming back to work for us each year.
Were they people who lived in this area, or were they?
Some of them were, and some of them were people who lived in Denver, but they always wanted to get away in the summer, and they liked the good cooking that was up at the ranch, so they always came up to help hay.
But you wouldn't, there, I guess what I'm asking is, there are not a lot of migrant workers who come through here or came through that area?
I'm sure there were, because, and when the railroad went through here, and I remember the railroad being in the area, we kind of called them railroad bums. You know, girls were taught to stay away from the railroad yards and things like that when the trains came through, and because the railroad bums were in town, you know, or something like that.
My goodness. Did you have anything like a couch?
Yes, we had a couch.
Okay.
And I think under part of they would have called part of them a fainting couch at one time.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word sofa? Was that something different?
No, we didn't use sofa there.
And wouldn't have had anything like a davenport or a davenport?
Davenport. We had davenport that it was a different type of furniture. And it was a stickly type thing for wooden, and made a davenport. You know, that carried a bed. The mattress folded up in it, and then it made just as a sofa bed does now.
Oh, okay.
But we called it a davenport, and that was a stickly, and you know, the stickly people that made the wooden mission type furniture.
Oh.
That was what we had, and we had the chairs to go with that.
Okay.
I still have the desk, but other things disappeared. We moved from this ranch down to the lower ranch in the summertime to cut the hay down there, and if we loaded the furniture on, you know, they weren't very careful with it.
Break things.